Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice.
Here's just the gist of it. Less air. Okay? So what you want to do is, of course, you want to inhale really well. You want to make sure you are supported. And how are you supported? Not by just pushing against your vocal cords and just blasting it out. Sometimes less is more. And in this case, less air is more secure sound for your vocal cords. So instead of ya, 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 which now it feels really, really strained because I pushed so much air outward. What I want is more controlled air. It's not the amount of air that's going to make you sound louder and more intense. On the contrary, it's actually the better your vocal cords close, the less air actually flows through, the more efficient you can use the air and translate every bit of the air that flows through your vocal cords into that vibration, into the pitch that you want to do. So instead of blasting out tons of air, try to, it's almost like you want to pretend you're sucking in the air. Of course, you're not sucking in. You are never singing while inhaling. You're completely exhaling, but it's almost the feeling like you're holding the air because there's not a lot going out. The higher and the louder you sing, the less air you should actually use. So, na 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 na. So whether you're singing chest voice or head voice, you want to have that feeling you're controlling. And that's why straw exercises, which I recently showed you, are so awesome. You need to check out that video about the SOVT, semi-occluded vocal tract exercises. So important, very important principle. Also helps you being more aware of your support. Now, if you want to check out more details about support, so important, you need to check out my free course, 7 Days to Perfect Support. You can find it on my website, masteryourvoice.tv. But also, I have videos about compression, and those are really, really important. You need more compression in order to take the strain off of your vocal cords. So try to not blast. Try to let less air out by controlling the air with your support, and you will save your vocal cords. This was a quick tip, but it's so, so important, and that's what I see done wrong a lot among my students, which causes strain. Until next time, always keep a song in your heart and always keep on singing.